Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Gatte. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Davis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Zachary. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Chris Zachary. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Jerry Buchek. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Mook. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Roer. Pitching for the New York Mets, Les Roer. And now, play ball. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte takes first base on ball four. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roer fires over to first, and they've got Gatte trapped. There's the throw to Buchek, who drops the ball. That's an error on Buchek. Gatte moves to second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roer juggles the ball. That's an error on Roer. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Gatte moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gatte tags and scores. Jackson tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary takes first base on ball four. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gatte hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub bunts in front of the plate. Groot fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive towards right field. Swoboda fields the ball and throws to third. Mook drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Mook. Wynn scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Astros. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Groot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groot is called out on strikes. One out. Don Bosch pinch hits for Les Roer. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Graham now pitching. John Sullivan now catching. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Graham, and towards Boswell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zachary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson misplays the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0 for 1 in the game. Buchek hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan fires to first and picks off Jackson. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Wynn hits a line drive into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Mook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Staal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staal is 0 for 1 in the game. Staal hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromontii settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromontii is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromontii hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison hits a line drive into left field. Staal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Bill Graham. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis bunts towards the mound. Zachary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Cardwell now pitching. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 2 in the game. Brand hits a pop-up towards short. Butchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zachary strikes out. Two outs. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Astros. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butchek is 0 for 2 in the game. Butchek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Mook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mook hits a pop-up towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Cardwell. Staub moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dan Schneider now pitching. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gatte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-3 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 4-2, Astros. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Swoboda moves to second. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buczek is 0-for-3 in the game. Buczek hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Al Schmaltz now pitching. Bob Johnson now playing second base. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda who is chasing the ball. Harrison reaches third base with a triple. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-3 in the game. Brand hits a pop-up towards the mound. Schmaltz catches it and throws to third to double up Harrison. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Mook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Larry Stahl. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Greg Goosen pinch hits for John Sullivan. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.